program.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, in all modesty, I think you'll agree with me when I say that our radio program boasts an unusual array of talent.
We have nothing but the best.
For instance, our orchestral ensemble is conducted by the learned symphonist, that gifted maestro, Phil Harris.
That's right, folks. Phil is a great musician. Why Spike Jones doesn't grab him is beyond me. Continue, Don.
And for our singer of songs, we have Larry Stevens, a newcomer, who, in addition to being a great singer, is sincere, unassuming, and ingratiating.
Well, he better be. After all, I'm paying him $22.50 a week. That ain't cactus, brother. Go ahead, Don.
Next, and with a feeling of pride, I'd like to point to the feminine side of our roster. The lovely, beautiful, charming, and irresistible Mary Livingston.
That's right, fellas. She was just voted Miss Hubba 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 of 1944. That sounds like the auctioneer there for a minute. Continue, Don.
I'd like to pay tribute to the man, the one man, who is responsible for bringing this program into your home Sunday after Sunday.
Yes, sir, Sunday after Sunday. Neither rain nor snow nor sleet nor storm shall stay this courier from his appointed rounds. I copied that off a post office. The Cucamonga branch. Go ahead, Don. Don't keep him waiting.
This man, whose talent is summed up in one word, genius, has the rare faculty of knowing what the people want and seeing that they get it.
Oh, Don, please.
So now we present the one man chosen by the sponsor for this all-important job. And here he is, our producer, Bob Ballin.
What? Hey, Bob Ballin? Now, wait a minute. Hey, what's this all about? Wait a minute. Wait a minute! Hey, Bob, how do you like that? For 12 years, I'm the star of this show, and who does he introduce? Bob Ballin.
How do you do, ladies and gentlemen? This is Bob, Air Technical Command Ballin.
Now, look, Mr. Ballin. Mr. Ballin, stop. Stop imitating Bob Hope and get back to your control room.
All right, but before I go, remember, folks, Ballin spelled backwards is Nilab.
I don't care what it is, and I'll get back in that control room. You know better than to leave my writers in there alone. They'll kill each other. John, let's not waste any more time. Now, go ahead and introduce me like you were supposed to.
Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, in introducing Jack Benny...
The star of our show.
The star of our show.
I always have to remind him of that, always. Huh?
It is only fitting that I say he is one
Hello,
of the
Don.
Greatest...
Hello, Don. Hello, Jack. Hi, fellas. Say, Jack, do you think the boys will like me in this dress?
Yeah, they'll like you. They'll like you.
Well, what's the matter with you?
Nothing, except you interrupted Don just as he was introducing me.
Oh, for heaven's sake, Jack, don't be such a big ham.
I'm not a big ham.
Then how come when you play a theater, the admission is 40 cents and 10 red points?
Mary, don't make a big thing out of it. I only said that you interrupted my introduction.
So what? Don never gives me an introduction, and I don't care.
Oh, he doesn't, eh? Don, tell Mary what you said about her before she came in.
Why, certainly. Mary, I said that you were lovely, beautiful, charming, and irresistible.
Oh, Don, you've been listening to all these pilots here.
Wait a minute, Mary. We only got here yesterday.
Well, I'm talking about the pilots I met in Hollywood last week. And I wasn't with them 5 minutes before I knew they were stationed out here with the technical command.
You knew they were stationed with the technical command?
Yes.
Well, I'll hate myself if this doesn't get a laugh, but here goes. You mean the pilots started to get commanding?
No, they try to get technical.
Technical, I know. Now we can both hate ourselves.
Say, Jack, how about your introduction? Do you want me to give it to you now?
Oh, yes, yes, Don. We must get started with the program.
Ladies and gentlemen, in introducing Jack Benny...
The star of our show.
The star of our show. It is only fitting that I say he is one of the greatest...
Hello, everybody. Hello, Miss Livingston.
Oh, hello, Larry.
Oh, for for goodness sake.
Jack.
Oh, all right, all right. Larry, now that you came in, finally, go ahead and sing, will you?
Yes, sir. And Mr. Benny, is it all right with you if I dedicate this song to my girl?
Well, sure, sure, kid. Go right ahead. I didn't even know you had a girl.
Oh, yes. We've been going steady for 3 years.
Say, that must be quite a romance. What's your girl's name?
Fanny.
Oh, it's a nice name.
And you know, Mr. Benny, every time we go to the movies, I want to sit downstairs, but she always takes me by the arm and says, come on, Larry, let's sit upstairs in the last row of the balcony.
Oh, well. She always wants you to sit in the last row of the balcony. Huh, kid?
She did that 3 times already, and last night I found out why.
Really?
She's farsighted.
Oh, well, you had me worried for a minute. Go ahead and sing, kid, will you? Go ahead. That song again, sung by Larry Stevens. And Larry, that introduction I made Don Wilson give you was very true. You really have a beautiful voice.
And I'm sincere and unassuming.
And ingratiating.
And underpaid.
Mary, he's not underpaid. I'm giving him $22.50 a week, and that's plenty. After all, what does he do with it? He goes to the movies and sits in the balcony. If I pay him more, he'll buy his girl glasses, and then where'll he be? Downstairs again. Now, let's get on with the...
Hey, Jack, talking about glasses, you ought to get regular ones and get rid of those bifocals you're wearing.
Listen, sister, I wouldn't get rid of these bifocals for anything. I use the top half for reconnaissance and the bottom half to see what I got after I whistle. And now, folks...
Say, Jack, how about your introduction? You want me to give it to you now?
I certainly do. After all, we got to get the program started. Now, go ahead, Don.
Ladies and gentlemen, in introducing Jack Benny, I feel it's only...
Don!
In introducing Jack Benny, the star of our show, I feel it's only fitting to say that he's one
of the greatest... Okay, kids, get ready to scream, because Harris is here and right on the beam. Yeah. With a yahoo, with a ya-yahoo for Sam Verdue. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, he gets all out of it that he can, doesn't he, fellas? I'm not kidding, huh? Well, it's bad enough coming in here trying to get laughs with a corny entrance, but you don't have to bring props with you.
Props? What are you talking about,
that
props?
Thing hanging out of your sleeve, what is that?
Well, it's an extension. When I pull it out, it gives me an arm 12 feet long.
An arm 12 feet long? What's it for?
It's the only way you can get in the bar at the California Hotel.
Look, Phil, I hate to keep bringing this up, but instead of wasting your time being a playboy, why don't you try to improve yourself? Do something educational.
What are you talking about, Jackson? I'm way ahead of you. I'm studying foreign languages.
Foreign languages? Are you kidding?
No, I'm studying Russian. I got the book right here with me. See? Russian book.
That's ration book. Don't you ever learn anything?
How can I? Alice keeps tearing the pages out.
Well, now I've heard everything.
Oh, Jack, you didn't even know when you're being ribbed. Phil's been kidding you all the time. He's a whole lot smarter than you think he is.
Smarter? I'll lay 8 to 5. He doesn't even know the alphabet.
Ha ha, that's one on you, Jackson. I knew the alphabet when I was 4 years old.
Oh, yeah? Let me hear you say it.
All right. A stands for antelope. B stands for bear. C stands for cantaloupe. And D stands for dare. E stands
for elephant. Wait a minute. Look at it. Look, can't you say it without the name?
That's the way I learned it, Jackson, and I ain't gonna let nothing throw me.
Even jet propulsion couldn't get you off the ground. Believe me.
Jet propulsion?
Yeah, he's the bouncer at the 467 Club.
Oh, yeah, I remember old Jet. Old Jet.
This is the kind of a program that's rushing television, you know?
Yeah, because if you don't see it, you won't believe it.
You said it. And Phil, until television gets here and nips your career in the bud, would you mind playing and... Come in.
Mr. Benny?
Yes?
I'm from Esquire magazine. We printed an article about you and have all the information in our files except one thing.
What would you like to know?
Your age, please.
Well, I'm... Oh, no, you don't. You're the same fella that hounded me on my show last week. I told you then I'm 36.
I know, Mr. Benny, but when I told my editor you were 36, he just kept staring at a photograph and scratching his head.
A photograph?
Yes, a picture of you shaking hands with Pocahontas.
That picture was taken at a masquerade party at the Palladium.
The Palladium?
Yes.
With Pocahontas?
I told you that wasn't Pocahontas.
Then what was that arrow doing over your head?
It was pointing to the powder room and get out of here. Now go back to your editor and tell him I'm 36.
All right, Mr. Benny, all right. For 2 weeks now, I've been asking you your age, and you keep saying you're 36, 36. That number keeps haunting me. I see it in my dreams.
What?
36, those numbers. A 3 and a 6. A 3 and a 6. A 3 and a 6. A 6 and a 3.
No!
A 3 and a 6. 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 It's driving me mad. Mad, mad. Ah! I know it isn't the truth, but I'm going to try it. I'm going to try it.
I wonder why he was laughing so much. Maybe he's wearing GI underwear. I don't know. Play, Phil, will you?
Thank you.
That was Hollywood Canteen, played by Phil Harris and his unrationed orchestra. Unrationed meaning there's no demand for them. And now, folks...
Say, Jack.
Yeah?
I can't get over that fellow from Esquire magazine getting so hysterical when you told him your age.
Yeah. Gee, how I wish I really was 36. Oh, well, I can wait. Say, Don.
Jack.
What?
If I were a man and you weren't the boss and you took your glasses off, I'd punch you right in the nose.
Oh, you're just sore because my stockings are nylon. Oh, Don.
Yes, Jack.
You know, the program will be over pretty soon and you still haven't given me my introduction.
Okay. And now, ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to introduce a star who is known and loved by all. A star who has a long way to go before reaching the age of 36.
Well.
And here she is, Miss Dorothy L'Amour.
Dorothy L'Amour!
Oh, thanks, fellas.
Well, Dorothy, I can't believe you're here. I must be dreaming. I'm going to find out if I'm awake or asleep.
Jack, you're supposed to pinch yourself, not Dorothy.
Mary, I know what I'm doing. Dorothy, I really am surprised to see you here. I thought you lived in Hollywood.
I do.
And what are you doing here in San Bernardino?
Well, this is the closest apartment I could get.
Oh.
Anyway, I like it here. I enjoy myself when I'm out this way.
Well, Dorothy, I've seen you in a sarong, and I enjoy myself when you're out that way. Hey, that's pretty good, huh, Mary? Why don't you say something?
I don't want to break up this sparkling dialogue.
Oh, Mary, you little vixen, you.
Hey, Jackson, how long are you going to keep this girl in suspense?
What do you mean, suspense?
Introduce me.
Introduce you? Oh, pardon me, Phil. Dorothy, this is Phil Harris.
Hello, Phil.
Hiya, Dottie. What do you hear from the South Seas?
Phil, I just make pictures about the South Seas. I've never really been there.
You haven't?
No.
Well, throw a couple of sarongs and a grip and let's take off, kid.
Phil. Say, Dorothy, I'd like to make one of those pictures with you sometime. You know, where we're both on one of those islands.
Well, maybe we will, Jack.
No, you always work with Hope and Crosby.
I know, Jack, but I'd much rather work with you.
You'd much rather work with me? Gosh, it doesn't seem believable.
I know, but here it is on page 12.
Oh, yeah. But no kidding, Dorothy. Maybe sometime we can all make a picture together. You, Crosby, Hope, and me.
Yes, you can be the girl that Hope gets.
With his nose, I wouldn't have him. Anyway, Dorothy, what an attraction that would make. Imagine all four of us in one picture. L'Amour, Crosby, Hope, and Benny. I can just see the billing on the marquee. Jack, Benny, and friends. Ah, what an attraction.
Say, Jack, as long as you and Dorothy are such good friends, I think you ought to know something.
What's that?
Today's her birthday.
Oh, Mary.
Dorothy, today is your birthday? If you'd only told me yesterday, I'd have had a present for you now.
Oh, Jack, what could you knit in one day?
No, Dorothy, I was thinking of buying you a present, but today is Sunday and all the department stores are closed.
What did you ever give anybody that you couldn't buy in a drugstore?
Quiet. Well, anyway, Dorothy, happy birthday. And I know all the fellas here want to wish you the same. Come on, boys, all together.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Dorothy. Happy birthday to you.
Oh, thanks, fellas, and thank you, Jack.
You're welcome, Dorothy. And to show you that I'm not really cheap, come here and I'll give you a kiss. Come here now.
But, Jack, in front of all these...
Oh, don't be bashful just because I'm a celebrity, for heaven's sake. Come here, kiss.
Did you like it, Jack?
Jack. Jack, say something.
Benny to control tower. Benny to control tower. clear the runway. I'm coming in for a landing. Roger!
No kidding, Jack. Did my kiss really do that to you?
Yes, Dorothy. All those lips. They're so round, so firm. So fully puckered. Come on, Dorothy. Let's try it again. Oh, darn it. Excuse me, Dorothy.
Gladly.
Thanks. Hello?
Hello, Mr. Benny. This is Rochester.
Rochester, you were supposed to be here this morning. Why are you so late?
Well, I had a little accident while driving up here.
An accident?
Yeah, and by the way, boss, do you have that kind of insurance that covers the other party?
Oh, for heaven's sake. Rochester, the last time you drove my car, I had to fix somebody's fender. The time before, I had to buy a man a taillight. What now?
The state of California wants a new bridge.
A bridge? My goodness, what happened?
Well, I was passing a truck on the bridge when coming right at me from the other direction was a big bus, so I made a left turn.
A left turn on a bridge, Rochester, that's impossible.
Not impossible, boss, but definitely impractical.
Well, tell me, was anybody hurt?
No, but the bridge now has four wheels, a convertible top, and a radio that's tuned into Life Can Be Beautiful.
Now, Rochester, I want you to cut out this nonsense and tell me exactly what happened.
Well, I hit the bridge hit the bus hit me, the truck hit the bus, then we all got out and had an argument with the captain of the boat.
The captain of the boat? How did the boat get there?
Easy. Well, when the bus turned in, I turned out, the bridge went down, the boat came up.
Rochester, sometimes I can't understand you.
Maybe I'm standing too close to the phone.
I don't mean that. If you met the truck and the bus on the bridge, how did the boat get into the accident?
The bridge wasn't free and easy on the draw.
Rochester, if this is as bad as you say it is, you're going to be in trouble.
Going to be in trouble? Where do you think I'm calling you from?
You mean you're in jail?
Not yet, but it's just one flight up.
Well, look, Rochester, tell the chief to let you go now, and I'll come down and talk to him after the broadcast.
Okay, goodbye.
Goodbye.
Oh, say, boss.
Now what?
Before I left home, a man from Esquire magazine came by and asked me some questions about your age.
Oh, he did, eh? What did you tell him?
I told him you were 36, and he fainted.
What?
Then I told him the truth, and he fainted again.
Yes, I know. He is very emotional. Goodbye, Rochester.
Goodbye.
I can't... I can't understand Rochester. He's such a terrible driver. Maybe if it had turned out when the bus turned in, the bridge wouldn't have gone down, then the boat couldn't have come up. Oh, well. He should have had his hand out anyway. Play, Phil.
It's the end of the story, the same old story. All the stars in their glory, now we must part. Though I have to surrender your kisses so tender that used to enchant me. Won't you grant me night will borrow all of song. Let me love you tonight. Let me thrill to the touch of your sheltering arms. Till the scent of the roses caresses and closes your eyes. Let me kiss you tonight while the stars in the sky give a heavenly light. So when love is an ember, my heart will remember your sight. Live a lifetime of love in a moment, holding me tight. Then forget me, darling, only let me love you tonight.
Well, folks, this concludes another program, and it was swell being up here in San Bernardino with the Air Technical Service Command. And thank you very much, Dorothy. It was awfully nice having you on our program.
I enjoyed it, too, Jack.
Say, Dorothy, what's the name of the picture you just finished at Paramount?
Well, Mary, it sounds like a gag here, but it really isn't. The name of the picture is A Medal for Benny.
A medal for Benny?
Well, he deserves one, Miss Livingston.
No, no, Larry, they didn't mean me, but thanks, just the same, kid. And, Dorothy, I'm glad you spent your birthday with me, and I hope you'll be with me on my next birthday when I'm 36.
A three and a six.
Oh, for heaven's sake. Good night, folks.
This is the Armed Forces Radio Service.